Legend associated with Durga Temple, the temple is dedicated to the goddess Durga. Next to the temple is a kund, pond, which was earlier connected to the river Ganges. It is believed that the existing icon of the goddess was not made by a man but appeared on its own in the temple. In Adhyaya, chapter 23 of the Devi Bhagavata Purana, this temple's origin is explained. As per the text, Kashi Naresh, king of Varanasi, called for a swayamvar for his daughter Sashikala's marriage. The king later learned that the princess was in love with Vanvasi prince Sudarshan. So Kashi Naresh got his daughter secretly married to the prince. When the other kings, who were invited to swayamvar, got to know about the marriage, they got angry and went to war with Kashi Naresh. Sudarshan then offered prayers to Durga, who came on a lion and fought the war for Kashi Naresh and Sudarshan. After the war, Kashi Naresh pleaded to Durga to protect Varanasi, and with that belief, this temple was constructed. Significance of the temple: the Durga temple of Varanasi consists of five segments that symbolize Panch Mahabhutas, five essential elements that give birth to life and universe, and is supporting beautifully carved columns, which are marked by an orange shikara. The existence of Ma Durga in Kushmanda Swarup inside the temple holds special significance for Chandipath, Homam and Devi Sringar and even Mangalak Dashani Varan. Location of the temple: the temple is located to posh linked area of Ravindrapuri, Durgakund Road, and can be easily accessed by two-wheelers, auto rickshaws and four-wheeler cars. It is located at a distance of 4 km from Banaras Hindu University and 6 km from Varanasi Cantonment. The temple boasts an impressive architectural design that even catches eyes the passers-by. The temple complex also includes a pond, located on the right side of the Durga temple, known as Durga Pond. This small pond is said to be earlier connected to River Ganges. Timings and auspicious days of the temple: the temple of Durga in Varanasi stays open all days a week. Devotees can perform a pilgrimage to the temple on any day from morning to evening between 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Apart from Chaitra and Shardiya Navratri, Ashtami Tithi of every month holds special significance. During the Shravan month, many festivities are organized around the temple, and the footfall is at its peak during this time.